Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An annual Senior Olympics event is scheduled for July 11th. The area seniors have a day filled with entertainment and a bit of competition. Alana Babb is one of the event's organizers with Paramount Healthcare Consultants and joins me in studio for a preview. Alana, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. Games, good times set later this week. Tell us about this event.
This is Paramount Healthcare Consultants. We have facilities in the Northern Louisiana area, and what we do is we host our own little Senior Olympic Games, and it's a competition between all of our residents from each of our properties in the area. But it's an exciting time for us to come together. The residents are competing in horseshoes, discus throw, beanbag toss, wheelchair races, and our administrators have to compete in a wheelchair race.
I noticed on the schedule of events, the administrators say, have you jumped in to participate in past years?
No, because I'm not an administrator. I'm the director of marketing, so I don't have to. No, but I make the rules. Right. So I've got some interesting rules for them this year. So
note administrators and directors race next year.
No. But it's fun for the staff and the residents to, they love seeing the administrators do something out of their norm. You know,
right.
They're the ones in the office. They're the ones, you know, making sure things are taken care of. But it's sort of fun for them to compete. But our residents have a great time at this every year. They look forward to it. It gives them time to plan for a few months. They're exercising. They're getting prepared, you know, for the events. It also gives them a time of socialization and, you know, just a really good fun day. And then they win medals. You know, you have your silver, your bronze, and your gold, mm-hmm. which, you know, everybody's shooting for the gold.
Right.
But they have a great time, you know, participating
yeah.
in this.
How did this originally come about?
Oh, goodness. We decided, I guess it's probably been 4 or 5 years ago that mm-hmm. we decided to start doing our own. You know, there is a separate Senior Olympics, but we decided since we have so many properties, why not do our own? Because it just gives us a time to come together as a big family, and that's what we consider our company to be anyway, mm-hmm. is one big family, and we really are. Our, you know, owners is locally owned. You know, our main office is in West Monroe, Louisiana, so it's just... We decided a few years ago, let's start our own. So the first one was actually at Caroli Park, but we've, you know, it was quarter tight, but it was really nice out there. But now we have it at the Pentecostal Life Center in West Monroe. It's large enough. It's indoors. And then we do have some grassy area for our outdoor games. But it's a fun time, you know, because they have the nice stage there. So then we do have our entertainment that performs. And then they have a fellowship hall, you know, to be able to serve our lunch.
Right.
And so we grill out, you know, and have a, you know, good little barbecue. You know, that's our lunch usually every year. And we do have some other vendors that are coming out that day as well, like that, say, like Glenwood Regional Medical Center, a few other home health agencies, you know, Caring Hearts Hospice, and a few others that are be there also supporting us and bringing desserts. You know,
right.
Healthcare Warehouse Pharmacy and Professional Pharmacy, they're bringing... you know, sodas, you know, some desserts for us, popcorn, you know, and Reinhart Food Services, they're providing the water. So we have a lot of good support, you know, also for the event. So.
Yeah. One of the things you talked about, how those that are participating, they kind of prepare for the event, do a little physical activity. Mm-hmm. Share on some of the goals of the games, because not only with the games themselves, but also it's more inclusive of other competitions that take place, banners and things like that.
Oh, yeah. They also, the residents and staff, all come together to decide what their theme is, because each of our facilities have a different theme.
So it's almost like nations gathering together.
Yes, okay. Yes. And I can't say what some of their themes are, because okay. they don't all know. They don't know until the day of. That's what makes it, you know, because they're really, every one of them are very competitive with this. But they do come up with their theme. They create their banner. And residents also help work on some of the banners. They'll help paint and help, you know, come up with the design, whatever. You know, same thing with T-shirts designs. Every group has their own individual T-shirts that they come come up with to go with their theme as well. And then they decorate their area. Is all into whatever they're doing. Like last year, I can say this, like last year, one of them was Wizard of Oz. And so it was really, you saw every character from the Wizard of Oz,
wow.
You know, and it was really a fun, you know, thing that they did. So,
While we have a minute, you're also involved with another event that takes place later this year.
Yes.
The Walk to End Alzheimer's. What can you share about preparations that are coming up for that event?
Yeah, this is a great time for anybody to get on board to start a team and get involved with the walk. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is scheduled for November the 8th at Forsyth Park, and 9 a.m. is the registration and 10 a.m. is the opening ceremony. But if you are wanting to get involved, you can go to alz.org/walk and sign up your team. You can also find out about becoming a sponsor. You're also welcome to call me, and I will give you my phone number again towards the end of our interview. But right now, you are welcome to call me 318-537-2503, and I'm Alana. I am on the committee, the volunteer committee for this, and we'd love to have you guys, you know, come out and get involved. But now's the time to start fundraising for the event. It's also a great time to start wearing your purple. You know, create the awareness and what the purple stands for, and, you know, get the facts out there. A couple of little facts: Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and people don't realize that. But it's up there. And then more than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. So, you know, please get involved.
Well, things get underway with the Olympics coming up this Friday again at the Family Life Center, Twin City Pentecostals. And the time of the event getting underway?
It will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we'd love to have you come by. Come just see how much fun we're having. Visit with all of our residents and staff, and then just have a good time. And then also learn more about the Alzheimer's Association as well.
And again, Alana, the number to get in touch, maybe come by and see things happening this week.
Yes, you can call me at 537-2503. You can also follow our Facebook page at Paramount Healthcare Consultants. We'd love to have you follow us, and I can message me and I can get you more info.
Alana Babb with Paramount Healthcare Consultants. Alana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.